Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube 88.9 FM. And today I'm talking with Professor Dr. Michael Childs. He's a history professor at Bishop's University since 1988. Now, a very exciting talk coming up. I know when I read this press release, I was very excited to interview you, very happy that you were being available for interviews. So tell us about the project, about the talk.
Okay, well, the project is, and I'd like to emphasize this, it's very much centered on the students who will be doing the presentation. We've had a number of our students working over the academic year, three altogether, on this, I suppose one could say, a sort of a mystery disappearance of a Bishop student during World War II. The background is essentially this. At some point last year, during a reception that Bishop's was holding as part of its recruitment activities, a man approached the principal, introduced himself as a relative of this wartime Bishop student, and told the story of his uncle disappearing over over wartime Europe in the context of a bomber command raid on Stuttgart, and said that, you know, his relative had disappeared, that there were various competing stories about what had happened to him. And he asked whether Bishop's students might be interested in helping find out the truth.
Okay, that's really interesting.
So the principal contacted me, and I spoke with various faculty members in our department, and we put out a call to our students to see if any were interested. It so happened that one of our students was actually in the area at the time. This was the summertime, and immediately went to the region, the village where this crash had taken place, and began to sort of ask around. We then set it up as essentially two parts. Two of the students worked on what you might call a public history angle, presenting social media accounts of their investigation. And they were working under Professor Jean Menor at Bishop's. And another single student was doing the archival work under my direction.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, in National Archives, and they actually also went to Kew, the Public Record Office in London. They did online searches in the German archives as well.
Okay.
And so putting it all together, what we're going to see on Tuesday at 2:15 in the Cleghorn Room is the findings from both sides, the public history side, which is more to do with interviews and pictures and things like that, and the archival account from what the actual documents from wartime tell us.
Okay, fascinating.
I don't want to spoil the mystery, though.
No. The presentation, I want to remind everybody, it's Tuesday, April 11th, 2:15 in the Cleghorn Room on the campus of Bishop's University. Now, is the public invited to this?
Oh, the public is very, very welcome.
Okay.
There's a very important public history angle to this. And this is a local resident that we're talking about. Sherman Peabody was from Sherbrooke.
Mm-hmm.
His family, I believe, lived on Portland.
Okay.
Portland. And this is then about a local person, a local institution, and its links to, you know, one of the greatest struggles of world history.
Okay, interesting. Because most of the students back then were local, if I remember right.
Yes, a fair proportion were, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the public is very welcome, and it's a presentation which I'm sure, you know, will be designed through visuals and so on to be as successful as possible.
Okay. Now, the students who did this, they're undergraduate or graduate?
They are, like most Bishop students, undergraduates.
Okay.
Both are senior year undergraduates who will be graduating this year, this spring, and both of them will almost certainly be going on to graduate school.
Okay.
Afterwards. One, I believe, in England, and the other possibly also in England, but perhaps in Canada. They're two very good students.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would like to say as well that this is an illustration, this presentation and this project, of the opportunities that are available to undergraduates of bishops that would probably not be elsewhere. This is the kind of work, archival work in foreign countries, that usually is reserved for graduate students at most universities.
That's really an important aspect, too. It's very important that they have this opportunity at bishops.
Yes, indeed. Now, the actual expenses of that were defrayed by the family who commissioned this study,
mm-hmm.
who donated a substantial amount of money to allow such travel to take place if necessary, and to defray the expenses of the students. And I think that they will probably find next week that it was money well spent.
Okay, so they did find some information, though. You can say that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I can also say, though that part of the problem with the project, and I think that they've got to the bottom of it, is that there were mutually contradictory accounts from the time and after about what happened. But digging through the archives, and also, crucially, interviewing the 48 people who inhabit the little village where the crash took place,
mm-hmm.
They were able to, I think, make a pretty reasonable guess at what happened with substantiating evidence.
Okay.
The village itself were very, very enthusiastic participants in this project.
Okay.
The public history student arranged in the village for a public session where people could show up. There are 48 people in the village, and there were 50 people at at this meeting.
That's amazing.
Which gives you an indication of the interests of the locality.
That is amazing. Okay.
In the event.
So this mm-hmm. student, he was a bishop student, and when war broke out, he chose to join the army and...
Yes,
okay.
Indeed. In fact, the Air Force, of course. But
the Air Force,
yes,
mm-hmm.
he did leave without finishing his degree. We have a letter from Principal McGreer at the time, promising that he would be allowed to return after
mm-hmm.
After the war was over. Unfortunately, of course, he did not survive
okay.
the war.
This must be some sort of relief to the family, some sort of closure from the research that was done.
We hope so. We
mm-hmm.
hope that it provides some closure. I think that, as I say, you know, we cannot be 100% certain.
No.
But the preponderance of evidence points in a certain direction.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly. So.
Excellent. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, it's just you know, as I say, I'm very, very proud and happy to be associated with giving our students these kinds of opportunities to do the kind of research which, as I say, is almost never available to undergraduates in most larger universities. I think the students have benefited tremendously from it. I would also like to thank the family as well for giving us this opportunity and putting our trust. They're trusting us, and I do believe that they'll find that that wasn't misplaced.
Good. Well, certainly very generous of them, and, you know, mm-hmm. it's quite something. I would think that this would be definitely an original project, maybe, that's happened at Bishop's.
Yep, I believe that it is. I've not heard of any such thing, certainly at the undergraduate level, elsewhere in Canada.
Excellent.
So if... anyone in the locality is interested in a wartime mystery and its probable solution, I certainly bishops would be very, very happy to see them Tuesday, April 11th at 2:15 in the Cleghorn Room.
Good. And is there a charge for the event?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, excellent. Well, we thank you very much, Professor Childs, and definitely looking forward to the presentation.
Okay. Well, thank you, Maureen.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.